Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us is Josh Vandenbosch from over in Redfield. Thanks for coming today, Josh.
Thanks for having me again, Bryce.
How are things over your way?
Well, a little bit rainy over there, which is good. I'm a duck hunter, so all the water and the sloughs and the fields are good for me, but farmers are saying we're getting a little too much rain out there, but crops and grass are really starting to grow, so overall looking pretty good out there.
Good. Probably not the same case here. I think we could use a little bit more water. We've had a little bit of rain the last couple days, but it could probably keep coming for a while, and I don't know that anybody would complain. It is still soaking up, so certainly not as much water as some other parts of the state has been getting. We've got a few area lakes that are showing that. Grass Lake up by Florence, we've talked about that all year, that can't hardly get a boat in there at all. And then Dry Lake by Florence there too, that ramp's starting to kind of come out of the water due to water levels. But nonetheless, we've got a bunch of other options to put a boat in the water other than those two lakes. But you can definitely tell that we could use some moisture based on those two bodies of water.
Was that Grass Lake last year that was already low when the fishing was hot and had some boat issues out there already with the low ramp?
Yeah, that was the one. We had really good fishing out there the whole month of May, but already the water levels were going down, and we did wreck a few trailers and a few lower units for anglers trying to get in and out of there. But not really a problem this year, because you could maybe get a kayak in there, but that'd be about it. This week you got to participate in a fawn capture. I did that in Clark County a couple years ago, and we've kind of moved that study area over to your part of the world now, and so you got to go out and attempt to capture a few fawns. You want to tell everybody what that's about?
Sure. Well, attempt being the key word in my day or two that I helped. Mainly the main fawning period in this part of the state's really the end of May, first few days in June, and they really hit that nail on the head. Sounds like the last 4 or 5 days there were fawns popping out all over and really having good success finding their fawns. Long story short, what we're doing is we're collaring adult deer, bucks and does, and we did 50 fawns again this year. It started in Brown County last year. We did 50 does, fawns, and bucks each. And then this year we are doing the 50 does, fawns, and bucks, but this study is spread out Spink, Falk, Edmonds, and McPherson. And then we added Brown in there again, a few deer in there. So right now, we just finished up yesterday, and we got 150 deer collared in that five-county area that we're going to monitor. The main reason behind collaring the fawns is we're just trying to figure out the survival rate, how these fawns are surviving, what they're dying from, if they are being dying, whether it's predation or abandonment or just starvation or whatever it may be. And also, we're learning the movement patterns of these deer, where they're going in the winter versus the summer. But primarily, it's the survival rate. And we use these numbers that we learned from this study to estimate our deer population, which in turn we can set our deer tags for the fall. Get a little more statistically correct numbers rather than just kind of a gut feeling and what we hear. Biologists like to have stats, and that way we can base our numbers. By no means are neither Bryce or I a biologist, but we do partake in the deer setting recommendation for the tags for our county. So pretty exciting study going on over west in this part of the region. The last real numbers we had were for Clark County, and as many of you guys know, Clark County versus Falk County is a very different landscape. Falk County is more so your West River landscape. Just deer act different out there. They reproduce different out there, whether it's higher or lower. We're trying to decide that by doing this study. So pretty interesting, and stay tuned on the results. It's been a real successful study over the past few years, so we're looking forward to what's going to come from this one.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said early on, it is kind of a skill to capture them little things.
Yeah, basically, in Brown County last year, the success was pretty easy. There's a lot more roads up there than there is in that Falk, Edmonds, McPherson area. A lot of time this year was boots on the ground walking through tree strips and CRP fields, and we even had some guys sitting in tower blinds for hours on end getting attacked by mosquitoes while waiting for some fawns to show up with their does. So a lot of man hours, and we're hoping it'll be worth it in the end. We can have a more realistic number on our deer population and accurately set our tag numbers out there.
Good deal. With that being said, we will move on to a fishing report. How are things looking in Redfield, Falk County, Spink County as far as fishing success goes lately?
Spink County, the shining star right now is Twin Lakes. I guess shining star is a minute comparison to what you deal with over here. But last weekend we had 20, 30 boats on Twin Lakes, which is a high number of boats for that small lake. Walleye fishing's been great, getting some crappies, some northern pike as well. But primarily people are targeting them walleyes and getting a few bonus crappies. Just been a real good reproduction out there the last couple of years. Got some strong age classes of walleyes coming through the system. And a lot of the locals and even starting to see some non-locals taking part in the fishing out there. So that's the real big one. Jim River kind of went down in water level, so the fishing's kind of slowed down out there. But for the most part, that's about it over there.
Very good. You ever make it up to any of the lakes in McPherson or Edmonds County, like Scatterwood? Is there anything going on up in there?
Scatterwood's losing water in a quick hurry. We're hoping this rain will fill it back up here in the next couple weeks. But boats are struggling to get out there, just real low water level out there. And we're real concerned that we might lose the fish in there either this summer or this winter if we don't get higher water levels. So as for now, the Scatterwood fishing's kind of been put on hold.
Okay, very good. What about Brown County? Anything happening up there?
Brown County fishing is always right now. Mina, Richmond really aren't producing any fish still that I've heard. Haven't been up there patrolling, but talking to the guys up there, it's been pretty slow. James River, same in Brown County. People are still catching fish, but the water level certainly has gone down. Sounds like Day County was real busy last weekend. You can probably hit on that a little more, but the guys up in Marshall and Day County really had a lot of activity out there last weekend on Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of fish getting caught, a lot of limits coming out of those lakes, especially in Marshall County from the sound of it.
Yeah, as far as Memorial weekend goes, this is probably the nicest, most successful Memorial weekend that since I've been in Watertown that I can remember. I know you came over and worked Lake Ponset, and it sounds like you saw quite a few fish down there too.
Yeah, there was. We had our hands full with just two of us guys working on Ponset on a few of those nights. Boats coming off. It's kind of weird to see boats coming off as late as they are. Usually in South Dakota, you see boats come off right at sunset. A lot of these boats, I mean, we left at 11 o'clock at night and there were still boats out fishing. So sounds like it's a real late bite out there at Ponset for the walleye fishing. But definitely very busy last weekend. Starting to see some recreational boaters out there too as this weather warms up. Not with this wind today that we're having, certainly. But
that water on Ponset is really clear. And just about any time you have clear water, you need either clouds, a little bit of chop, or late night to really get those fish biting. But on the other hand, Thursday, I spent almost all day out there, got down to Ponce at about 9:30 in the morning, stayed down there until about 4:30, checked boats the entire time. Everybody seemed to be catching fish to a degree. Not many legal keepers in the live well. That whole age class is just really similar to what we saw in Bitter Lake last year. They're all 14 and a half to 14 and darn near 15, but they're just not quite there. And a lot of anglers are just tired of catching, you know, 50, 60 in a day, and they really try to stretch a few of those over that 15, and they're just simply not there. So make sure you're really measuring those fish closely down there, because most of them, if they're close, they're under, unfortunately. But they really are growing quick. How old are those fish? 3 years old, I think, is about how old they are in there. Growing like weeds. I would think by September, all those fish that are 14 and a half are going to be pushed over that 15 inch mark, and as we go into the winter, they should hopefully all be keeper walleye, and then next spring and summer for sure all be keepers. So just remember to measure really closely down there. That age class is just under 15 for the most part right now.
Yeah, it brings up a good point with the 15 inch minimum, Bryce. I know a few of the lakes up north, we got rid of that 15-inch minimum, but reminding the public that 15-inch minimum is still there at Ponset, and we are seeing some people that they think it's gone when it's really not. So having some issues out there with some short fish, so just a reminder to everybody, like Bryce said, to get your fish measured good before you toss them in a live well.
Exactly. Well, I better do a quick Coddington County fishing report. As far as the two lakes right here in town, Kempiska still been better than Pelican, not many fish being caught on Pelican at all. Maybe some white bass, smaller walleye being caught on Kempiska. Most of those walleye are right in that 11 to 13 inch mark, but seems to be a pretty healthy year class, so hopefully they'll grow pretty quick and we can get them up into keeper range and have a good year class of walleye coming up in through Compesca here in a couple years. And as far as white bass go, that's kind of tapered off. Crappie have picked up, though, a little bit over by Marina Bay, so that's been pretty good. Outside of that, the two lakes up by Florence, we've mentioned the water levels there a little bit. Dry lake hasn't been too bad, just awfully tough to get bigger boats in there, like we mentioned. Over by the Henry area, Long Lake, Blythe, Stink, they're all pretty darn consistent. You can catch some fish over 20, hard to get anything under 20, and not a whole lot of fishing pressure over there. But we are seeing some, and we are seeing a little bit of success over that way. Goose Lake has still been our most consistent fishery. Shore fishermen, boat fishermen, all seem to still be catching fish. Kind of running into the same kind of fishing as Ponset. Awfully clear water. Got to wait till late to get your fish, or pick one of those cloudy 10 to 15 mile an hour wind days, and you can usually pick fish up all day long. So that's what we have going on in Coddington. Clark has been amazing, it seems like, the last couple weeks. Kind of got off to a slow start right at ice off, but it's going now. About every little slough over there is putting out fish. Both the dry lakes have been putting out fish. Indian Spring seems to be pretty good. Bailey's and Reed as well, not too shabby. So Kyle has his work cut out for him over there this month.
Yeah, it sounds like last weekend the flow of fishermen started hitting dry too down there, and there was pushing 75 boats out there a couple of the days. So it's starting out there again.
Nice that we have a new boat ramp down there, double lane. It should help the flow of traffic down there considerably, I would think.
Yeah, every time I've been there, I really haven't seen more than a couple boats waiting in line compared to last couple of years where not too uncommon to wait for an hour to get your boat in. So definitely a good addition.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we will move into some announcements. I just thought I'd mention quick that the Game Fish and Parks Commission had a meeting in Watertown on Thursday and Friday this week. Finalized some harvest numbers for deer. Didn't have much public input, so I guess in some ways that's good. Not a whole lot of opposition. And then we introduced the new turkey management plan to the commission and talked about that for a while. So good meeting for a couple days here in Watertown. Other than that, a couple announcements I have is June 14th at Lake Ponset will be the Hamlin County Step Outside event. So that's coming up here before we know it. That is a Tuesday night, I believe, June 14th. Starts at 4 o'clock, goes till 8 o'clock. Come down and learn how to shoot shotguns, 22s, muzzle loaders, archery, all of that fun stuff. And that'll be at the Isaac Walton Game Production Area building just right north of the Lake Region Golf Course next to Lake Ponset. Last year was the first year we ever did it. We had about 30 kids, and it was a pretty much gale force winds, and I think we got about 2 inches of rain during the course. So to have 32 kids in weather like that was pretty darn good. We're hoping to have 40 this year. Call us at the Watertown office and get pre-registered for that. I think that is it for my announcements, and you have a couple events coming up, Josh?
Yeah, I got the Redfield Open House coming up this coming Thursday, June 9th. That's at the Historical Depot there in Redfield from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you're interested in anything going on out west, stop by the open house, kind of an open discussion topic with some GFP staff. Counter that step outside like Bryce has, we have one in Redfield the following Thursday, June 16th. That is an evening as well from 5 to 8 p.m. Same type of things. We got shotgun, rifle, archery. We're doing some duck calling, waterfowl hunting, and some dog training out there as well. Fraternal Order of Police is supplying a meal for the kids, so should be a good turnout, hopefully. Third year doing it, small community. We struggle with getting people out there, but hoping we get the kids out there to have a good time on that Thursday. So that's all I have out there.
Very good. Before we wrap up here, have you seen any little pheasants out that way yet?
I have not. I know some of the biologists have seen some pheasants throughout the area, but I have not laid eyes personally on any pheasants, but certainly seeing a very good number of ducklings and goslings out there. Seems like we're going to have really good reproduction in the local area out there due to all this water and sheet water we're seeing in the fields and high slough water. So looking like we're going to have a good local nesting population this year out there.
Good deal. Same goes for me. I have not seen one yet. Mark Grovejohn said that while they were dragging for duck nests, they did see a couple chicks, but I haven't seen any yet. But they should start popping up as we get closer to August, I would think. Well, that concludes our show. We will see you back here, same time, same place next week.